שער שכנגד הרי וביזופי המדבק זה בוזה מחמסי החנט sometimes שבהיה בקסטיק to one another. I mean the hair on the chest or the beard. In perspiration, they stick one to another. So that's echzitzit. Why? Because people are marked on it. Most people are marked on it. שברי שוב מזעשכי אין החיצץ. שברי שוב מזעשכי אין החיצץ. In other words, it's if, let's say, out of perspiration. So the hair in the head. So we can stick one to another. So that's not it. Because people are not marked on it. Why is it that people are not marked on that? Because that always happens. So mainly, so people don't care. Mashenke, the hair in the beard, so it doesn't usually stick to one another, one to another. So mainly, if it does happen, so people are marked. But the main reason is because if one of people are marked, and the other one, people are not. People are not. So, Shibreish misashech in chitz. ושמעיסי מוקים ואיש אין החיצץ. Because that mark, ואיש או במסור חיצץ. Because he is מקפדס. ובתנויו אין החיצץ. ליפלוף שבעין אין החיצץ. וכשחוץ לעין, שחוץ לעין, כל שהוא לך, אין החיצץ. יום איש, עד שהיסחלי יש יורק, until it started to become yellow faces. I think that we went over this also. V'arambam chilek. We went over this too. V'arambam chilek, so in other words, so the case of Mishneh raises the question, where does the Rambam chilek? So, but Bach says that the right here says V'arambam chilek, not Rambam. And then in many swarim, it is mentioned, Harambam chilek. ברבחת קורנט אומר דיסקו, רבחת השוציח היום בבסיר גימוד יום לך הגימוד, ושחוץ לעין כוסף סתם, חי סתם וגיטר, ועדיני או ביורו זר כוסף זו ראשי. All right, I mean, we went over this. חוק שבעין אין החייטיס. As a matter of fact, oh yeah, we went over to the next moment. All right. חוק שבעין אין החייטיס, ושחוץ לעין חייטיס. הוי עיני אופי חייס, אף שחוץ לעין חייטיס. What does it mean, Peiches? So that two pshat. One pshat is Peiches means demons. That they shed tears. And v'yesh nifoshim nifoches v'nizgores. They twitch. Tome. V'arambam kosafo yonechot pineo psuches av shechutz l'ayuches. So we don't know all this. Fine. Yes, what is it?
If domos are enough to make it lach, there shouldn't be chotzeis, shouldn't the
what
word...
What is it?
If domos are enough to make it lach, there shouldn't be chotzeis, so shouldn't the water in the mikvah gufa be enough to make it lach, there shouldn't be chotzeis, when she's tovelas gufa?
What?
When the woman is tovelas.
No, I mean, when she's tovelas, so she subjects that for one moment to the water. Masha'in came if it's demos, so it's not just... A one moment, it's for some time, so immediately it becomes lach. Alright. Dam yom yishal amak ha-choytzitz. Viri yoshe b'seicho ein ha-choytzitz. Yoto miteicho. Kol teo gimul yomim lachu ve-ein ha-choytzitz. Lach ha-mikam yom yishu ha-choytzitz. Lificho kisho balastot in tzricho lochim v'mayat shishako. I mean, you went over all this. V'ahay mitkosev. Digomit shal gabe amak ha-lach ha-gimul yomim ein ha-choytzitz. Why did that? Because of the Girsay. We left Hilchese Kecholah Neshmaitze. So Rashi is not Girsay. But the Raibet is Girsay. We left Hilchese Kecholah Neshmaitze. Alright. In a Chizis. V'chein Lifluf Shebe'ayim. Afil Yomish. V'akchu. Afil Shekar Be'ayim. In a Chizis. In a Chizis. Why? Because of the Girsay. We left Hilchese Kecholah Neshmaitze. But they knew of Rosal because of Gay, because he agreed with Rashi that we are not Gayless. We do less Yilchesed Cholal Shmaitze. But the sheet of the Raibet and the Rambam is that we are Gayless, except there is one difference. The Rambam For some reason, now the Gemara mentions there a number of halachas. Now this is very important, these halachas. A number of halachas. First, the Gemara says, Omar Omer Barabbah, that's some Zayim Dabbah. Hannah Lindy, the Kuslisi, Aprot Yeim Eloi Chayt, the Kamila Chayt. That's one. In other words, the marks of puncture of Akkozes Dab. So until 3 days, it's not Chayt. After 3 days, it is Chayt. Then another halach, Omar Maruk, Lifluf Shebaim, Lachim Chayt, Yomish Chayt, Emis Amikro Yomish, Misho Shemaskler. Then another, a third halach. Omar Shmuel, Khul Shabisei Chayim, Chayitz, Mishal Gabi Ayim Chayitz, Yimo Yim Pei Chayitz, Afga Ayim Chayitz. Then another Aluch, then the fourth Aluch, Omar Rabbi Yech, Posko Yino Rabbi Yisei, if she shut her eyes, very tight, opened her eyes, I'm sorry, wide open. If she opened her eyes wide open, more than usual. So, Oyotzmaneliyeser, if she shut her eyes, tight, very tight, Loy also Latvile, Wiley also Latvile, I will have that bin also, because of Chtzit. Now, the halacha is that there is no requirement that water must come in into the Mikbeis HaStor, let's say, here, under down. So even if water does not come in, it's all right. But there is a loche of Rolul Bias Maimim. Now, on that point of Rolul Bias Maimim, there is a machleket between Tesis Induction and the Ritual Induction. Tesis Induction says that it's with Raise, that it has to be Rolul Bias Maimim, and the Ritual says, since there is a story, so even if water doesn't get in, so it's not me'akev, so me'ele midraise, it doesn't even have to be role b'yasmai, the midraise, but only rabbi. But according to Teisves, so even though it's not necessary that water should come in, but there should be dovah achetzis on the armpit. Let's say, if you have, let's say, an obstruction on the armpit, so then it's not a good thing. According to Teisves, midraise is not a good thing. According to the Ritva, Midrabonim is not a good feeling. But the question is this, what is called Beis HaStor? What is called Beis HaStor? Let's say, suppose one will raise his arms like that. So then the armpit will also be invisible. So the criterion whereby we determine as to whether a certain part of the organ of the goof is considered as Beis HaStor or Mokim Golu is the normal position of the person, the normal position of the man, and the normal position, the natural position of the woman. So the mele, a person doesn't normally keep his eyes wide open. He doesn't do that. That's not a normal position. A person doesn't normally shut his eyes tight. So, what's the normal position of a person in respect to the eyes? It's a little bit open, but not wide open, and not shut. So, Memele, suppose, in other words, if he opens their eyes very widely, so then he thereby forms a folding at the bottom. If he opens his eyes, if he or she opens the eyes widely, so then a folding is formed at the bottom. If he shut his eyes, so then he forms a folding at the top. So water will not come in. So the mele, since this folding is only formed as a result of keeping the eyes wide open or of shutting the eyes. So but in the normal position there is no folding. So Mele he doesn't have a din of it in Bisastor. Mele, so if water could not penetrate into that folding, because of this assumed unnatural position of the eyes, so Mele, the tefillah is not a good tefillah. In other words, what the halacha is, that whether something is a bisastorim or not is determined by the natural position. So the armpit is considered a natural position. And bein haraglayim is also considered a natural position. Even though if he spreads out his feet very wide, so then it will be seen by everybody. But as long as in the normal position it's not seen, it's called a bisastorim. Alright. Omer Rabbi Yechiel. Posko ine obi eise, oyotsmo ine obi eise, lo yonso lo tvile. So posko ine obi eise, so if folding is formed on top, habich titsa lemayo. Otsmo ine obi eise, habich titsa lemato. So then if folding, and not natural folding, is formed in the bottom. So memele, and we do not say, but if a folding is formed, so it's a based on story, it's not visible. No, it's not visible in this position, but in the had he or she assumed the natural position, so then it would be visible. So it's not a based on story. But in this position, water cannot go in, so mele, it's making the feeling. All right. Omar Ishlokish. A woman, when she goes tefillah, so she has to maintain the natural position of all the evil. And the same thing is in regard to a man too. Now, so the Gemara mentions the Mishnah, the Gemara applies here the Mishnah in the Goyim. Now, if a person, a man or a woman, has a nega, so now what he is, that the Kayan has to inspect the nega. And that's halacha. It's not that the Kayan was the greatest medical expert. And that's why. I mean, the greatest medical expert, if he's not the Kayan, so his inspection has no relevance. So the halacha is that the Kayan has to inspect. And it becomes tomei on the basis of the inspection. Of the inspection by the Kayan. And the inspection by the Kayan is not in the barrio. That's the din. In other words, if the Kayan inspects the person and he determines that there is a nega, so then he becomes stomach. He becomes stomach. So the halacha is, so there too the Gemara learns out, the Gemara learns out that Beis HaStorim, so he's not mitame. Suppose, let's say the nega happens to be in the armpit that is not seen, so then he doesn't become tummy. And even though, let's say, suppose he raised his arm like that, and then the Kayan with a flashlight would take a look and he would see the nega, so he's not tummy, because that's the Gzeiras HaKosam. In other words, that only if the inspection of the Mekanis Agluim shows in Ega, then it becomes Tomei. But if the inspection in the Mekanis Agluim does not show in Ega, but only the Beis HaStorim, so it's not Tomei. Let's say, suppose he has an Ega in the gums. Now, the Kayan looks inside his mouth with a flashlight and he sees the Ega. He doesn't become Tomei. So, then we also have Gzeiras HaKosam. That the Beis HaStorim, it doesn't become Tomei. So the Mishnah says, when the Kayan inspects a man, so he has to maintain the position of a man who holds Hoyish Nira Kiyedeh. Now, when a person holds, so then he spreads out his feet. He spreads, this is how, this is, Rashi doesn't say that. I mean, but the Beis Yosef says that. For Rashi, it's mashma keidir, bibeis hashechel. Uchemeis exesim bibeis hayal. Dim yesh lenega bibeis hashechel. in tzorich lagbia zreis of isa midai, la'arise, elo ke'idea, שמגביה ואין מאנס עצמי ומה שיוכל קיר לירה איסירה ומייחל לירה היסטוריה ובישראל ואין צורך לא כמו בסוח כאיסם דיין אלו כנסיק זייסי אחר שלא שלו נהיו ומלאקתם על האורץ So in other words, so he has to assume the position of a person who is involved in hoeing or and who is involved in gathering the arrows. So then he spreads out his feet and he stretches out his arms, he raises his arms. When you hold, so you raise your arms. So melee, this is the way he has to raise his arms. And even though he doesn't raise his arms like that, when somebody holds, or when he gathers, when he holds, so he probably raises his arms like that. He doesn't raise his arms like that when he holds. So suppose if, let's say, he assumes that position, and in assuming that position, the Kohen cannot see the Nega, so then it's considered to be a story, even though he did see it, because he did look into the armpit and he saw it. As long as it couldn't be seen, when the person assumes the natural position, so it's not mitam. So in other words, for a man vis-a-vis man, so the position that a person who holds has is the natural position. The position vis-a-vis man, so the position of a person who gathers olives, that's a natural position. V'isho, so what is a natural position for a woman? Isho nireis kei reges och meniko es no. In other words, it's that if she is inspected by the Kohen for a nega, so she has to maintain the position that she assumes when she weaves and when she nurses a child. That's the natural position. So in other words, if the nega could be seen in that position, in any place, so then she's male. But if in that position the nega could not be detected, she's not male. So what's the shaykes here? Because over there we also have a loche of bisastor, that are mufke of Tumas Ligoyim. So male, so the more applies it here. So in other words, when a woman goes tefillas, she has to maintain the same position. As kinyereges, the same position that she has when she weaves and when she nurses the child. Uchmanika is not. Right. Now, so then, the Rabbi Nachmanel had a year said, after all these memories, Rabbi Nachmanel had a year said, V'leh simcha zikho ha nishmaitze, V'chi maranel itares, Abo lupay notem. Now, so according to all the Shemi, who are there is that? Now Rashi is not there is it. So that means that all these things are miyakim, if they have it. But those who are there is it, so that means it's not miyakim they have it. We got to buy it. Only we got to tales it's miyakim. But the Rambam, Shita is a little strange. The Rambam mentions this aloha that it's not miyakim. Ligabe Ovedinim, except Lifluf Shebaim. Lifluf Shebaim is mashma from the Rambam, that is Maki. So apparently the Rambam held that Lifluf Shebaim does not come within Hanishmait, even though Hanahimnikus Lise. So Akot Yim Lechaitze, Mikam Lechaitze, the Rambam mentions that that's only Tares, but Lubayim is not Makev, and Rifu Shebaim is mentioned after Hanarav Nikos Lise. After Hanarav Nikos Lise. So how is it that the Rambam mentions that it's not Makev in connection with Hanarav Nikos Lise, but in connection with Rifu Shebaim doesn't mention? Well, that's a gash. Maybe the Rambam had a different gilsay. Maybe in the Rambam's text, so Maruk Vesaloche of Tiflu Shebaim was mentioned first, and Rome Barabbas Amor Aloche was mentioned second. So the Mele, He says Kohen Shmaitze does not refer to Shabbai. Anyway, the Pashkas Haloshon of the Rambam means that briefly Shabbayim is Ma'akev even with Kabbalatim of the Bible. But the other Alohes, Chul Shal Gabayim, that is Chaitzeis, so that is not Ma'akev. But even though it's not Ma'akev, even the Bais Yosef says that even the Rach, who is given, is the less Silchas Kohanes Shmaitze, so it's only Ligabi David, because less, in other words, Ligabi Taile, so even David is Miakim, and it requires not a Tfile. Mashiachim, Ligabi Bailo, David is not Miakim, but Lechatfile is made it. He's made it that he has to be tabled there at the Lost. But if, let's say, according to the Rambam and the Raibe, who are givens, who have the gifts of the Rach, so if, let's say, somebody kept his eyes wide open, and the melee, there was a certain folding form, so the Eved, it's a good thing. According to Rashi, if the Eved, it's not a good thing. It's alright. Now,
Rabbi, the Rach applies to all the cases?
All the cases.
That's L'chadchili Yimchuyev.
Yeah, the Bais Yosef says. That L'chadchili, since L'taylis is even in Ma'akev, so that means that with Rabbonon it's a chtitze L'gabitaylis. If L'gabitaylis with Rabbonon it's a chtitze in the Eved, so the melee is considered a chtitze L'chadchili even L'gabalatir Levay. Now, the Rambam, so in Perik Beitz Aloch Achov, he says Soto b'psoro v'itzio dam v'itoflo b'sich shlishiyomi meimi kimasit es chetzis lacha shlishiyomi chetzis. Now this is the Gemara of Rivde Dikus Leis. So Rivde Dikus Leis, according to the Rambam, is the same thing as Rivde Dikus Leis. As Rivde Dikus Leis. And he says, "Because Adam nicked the shot, the girl is shot. Gabriel Mato, we can live with Shabbai. We may love each other. She is still here. Chaitz is needed. Keichel Shabbai in any chaitz. Shall Gabriel chaitz. We may know Peiris, but Gabriel in chaitz. Then Allah chachobes. Post hoy know beyeser, or yitzmon beyeser. Loyon solo tvile. Bamevu mamur militares. Ablatim olibayu avizu mitares." Aber bis er noch ein Tafschen und noch. Und ich habe über Seret Yoshi. That means Lacha Shlishi Yomi. That he mentioned in Chol. So it's also Latim on the Bible, or it's not Meaki. Harizim et Tere, Yubein Posro, Oisho Yal Gabeino Keich Chal. But he doesn't mention Lifu Shema, and that he doesn't mention. Vich Yubein Posro Ineo Yitzvoso, Harizim et Tere Slebaio. That means there, Shekol Adromim Eilu Vechayitz Behen, in geitze zien al met de vrije of in tages gozo in de bieloy gozo so he mentions srite which is the same according to the Rambam as srite because laise and he mentions kol shabai but he doesn't mention libu shabai he doesn't mention libu shabai vi chol achitze it's benidel in tages chitze vishorat moin vin vishorat meini in tages. Then the Rambam mentions in Bikridesh, the Rambam is Kridesh. V'chitzit b'ger b'shastvil. In other words, there is a tvilas ger. So the question is, we find many in Yoni where Tairas is more chomor than Latir or the Bible. So, like these things. If the woman was shut her eyes tightly, or she kept her eyes wide open, thereby forming a fold where water does not penetrate, where water did not penetrate. So we got the tires, it's marking. It is a chitze, even there. We got the bio, it's not marking. How about we got the gear? Suppose a goy or a nochris is misgaya, and in the tvile, so he or she keeps their eyes wide open, or shuts their eyes. Tightly. So the Rambam says that the tefillah of Igea is like has the chumres of tefillah ligabitans. So the Rambam is masik. Omer Avrom avzeh tam. Gea lomu yikishe litvila stavis. But anyway, we see in the Mishnah Rambam that the Tefillah of Igeah has the chumres of Tefillah Elitaz. Has the chumres of Tefillah Elitaz. Alright. Now, so this is. So that when he says, Badin Yobi Orozal because of Gay, because he agrees with Rashi that we are not Gaylis, we less Yukhazik Cholan Shemait. Now, this is where we left off. Ritio Shalamako Chitetes. Chait Oikeit Atochel Bibosot. That we learned in the last Pelik in Mikvois. Chait Oikeit Atochel Bibosot. In Nire Bibachut Chaitet. Vimein in Nire Mchaitet. In other words, if somebody, let's say, shot a bullet into the goof of the person, and then that person with the bullet in his goof, so he stay there. So if the bullet is not visible in Bachut, then it's no Chtitze. But if the bullet is visible in Bachut, so then it is Chtitze. V'yeshal of Kum Shal Boso, so even though the bullet protrudes outside, but if there is a membrane, Gruanet was formed, and that protrusion of the bullet, so the whole year in the chitz. Lichluche naot, when we learned that Mishnayos, I think I mentioned this as a riot to the sheet of the Ramam El Pano. The Ramam El Pano says that there is mokim misastori, and there is a mokim molua. So when do we say that even though it's not necessary that mayim should penetrate, but holy be as mayim b'hine, and if there is a dovar achilte, it's in that place, so the tefillah is not a good tefillah, that's in connection with mokim misasori, mokim asoso. But mokim abelua, mokim asoso means it's normally not seen, let's say that. So normally it's not seen, but if somebody raises his hand, so then it can be seen. Or let's say in the gums of the person. So that's normally not seen, but if somebody will look into the other's mouth, he'll be able to see the gums. Even the back of the gums, he'll be able to see. So they have a look of all the beer's mind. Mashim ki moki babulua. Then we don't even need holy beer's mind. We don't even need holy beer's mind. So, in other words, if a bullet is not invisible, so then it's more than a mokim misa story. It's a mokim bolua, mokim bolua. So it's no chitze no. Lichlu chitzeye shal aposo machmazeye in a chitze. Niglat kiblit chitze. Milmuli shal aposo, the particles that are formed is chitze. Perush. Kishodom losh ison. Und mit Gabel tit, und mit Schafschef jodem zu besuch, nefu mehemt moi chuti. I nefu na psore, so that they stick, the pieces of dough, they stick and they form a lining on the hands. So, und mit Schafschef, wenn I nefu na psore, is chitzi. Tita bere is with the yotzrim, that's in the Mishnah that we learn, with each of rochim, im in nidwokim mit bosor, im yiveishim chitzi. Aber shor titi, אפילו יום יש אין החיצת. הדיי החולו והדבש, שרפתנו ושרפתוס, I mean, that's the syrup of berries, ושרף החרוף, ושרף השיקמו, שיקמו is a certain kind of a thing. שרף השיקמו, the syrup of that tree, הנטריס מלאילון, על הבוסו יבי שין חיצתי, ולך אין אין החיצתי. ולכן נראה, וישרף שור אירוניס, אפילו יבי שמן החצצי. Since the Mishnah mentions only שרף השיקמו, and doesn't mention the syrup of other trees, not the שיקמו tree, so he says, so it's משמע לחירה, that שרף שור אירוניס, even if it's dry, it's not חצצי. והרמב״ם כוסף, דאפילו לחם חצצים. So all the things he gave him point out that This deal of the Rambam is not the Rambam's Chiddush. It's mentioned in the Tosefta. But somehow, either the two, so why does he say the two, will have a little disrupt showing on it, after the invasion of Chiddush, it's a mission for Eshes, that Sraf Shomil on his Akimulach in Chesed. That's a Tisefte. Either the tour did not have the Tisefte, that's possible, or he had a different guilt in Tisefte. But in our Tiseftes, it is mentioned the Fere, so it's not a Chibish of Rambam. Varambam Kosav the Akimulach in Chesed. Seva Shetivis Anoshim Al Pneim, Usarei Shom Eine Chesed. Why? Because וכן מי שהוא נושא צבו ויוד אוף צבוי איזה נחציץ פיינט איזה חציץ but why? Because people are מקביט על פיינט but if somebody is a painter and he is not מקביט because he handles it day after day so the male he becomes insensitive to it so even though other people are sensitive to it So, but they are determined by their own standard, the painters, because they belong to a certain group. So mainly, in view of the fact that women are accustomed to put on all kinds of paint, lipstick and all kinds of rouge on the face, so mainly women are treated like the members of a certain group. So that group, they are not marked, so it's not a thing. אינך וכן מי שהוא נושא צו ויוד אוף צווייז אינך איזה of course, I mean, we are machmi, I mean, that women should remove lipstick and rouge, all kind of things. But על בדין, according to דין את הגמורה, it's not a thing. צאו שתחס הציפר, שרוי כנגד הבוסו חיצית, כנגד הבוסו אינך איזה. ובוסק, שתחס הציפר אפילו כנגד הבוסו חיצץ. אז אמרת, ומי הוא אין דרך ליודום להקביל בכך. So I mean, this is a difficult expression. So the way it is, the Rebbe Yosef explains it, in other words, even though we say that בוסי שתחס הציפר אפילו כנגד הבוסו חיצץ, why? Because the מציאס is that people are more annoyed by botzeik than by tzeik. I mean, one would think, no, it should be the other way around. But you see, it's not like that. So in other words, so in regard to tzeik, so if it's connected up or so people are not marked, they don't care. But in regard to botzeik, it could be because the reason as to why people are marked by botzik is not because it has nothing to do with aesthetics. It has to do because botzik is more of annoyance. So that's why it bothers him. So that's why by botzik even connected apostle is raised. But suppose it's a minute particle of botzik and it's so minute that people don't care whether it stays or doesn't say, so then it's not a chitze. This is what the Torah says. The Besiosel explains it. Umiyu in derom yodam makbid bikach. It really means im in derom yodam makbid. So then hilkach mishen im makbid lechitz. Why? Because the Rashbo mentions the legabe kpeide a general standard. What does kpeide mean? If most people are makbid. The Rambam mentions an individual standard. If the table is makbid, so mele, when do we say that botzik shetachas atzibere? After connected abosach it says if it is substantial, but if it is a minute particle of botzik that most people are not makbid, and this particular table is not makbid either, then it's no chitz. ויזהו שלוי כנגד הבוסו, זה שהציפרן אין דבר הבוסו. Whatever is in the protrusion of the ציפרן, above the bosom. Right. ופי שנחיליס, so actually, the halacha is So actually, within the Gemara, it is not necessary. It's not obligatory that a man or a woman who goes tefillah should cut off the nails, the fingernails or the toenails. Even if he has long nails, as long as they are clean and they don't have any tzeye in the protrusion that extends beyond the bosom, and no botzing in that parent, so can go tefillah. But as a siyok, so the practice is that when a woman goes tefillah, she cuts off all the fingernails and the toenails. Anyone who goes tefillah, let's say if a man has to go tefillah, let's say the ordinary tefillah by a man today is not obligatory. But if, let's say, it is an important tefillah, so a man too has to cut off, let's say, if somebody is misguided, so he has to cut off all the nails, the fingernails, and the toenails. Ufishin yichilis, but that's as a siyok, that's a minhag, as a siyok. Ufishin yichilis lechavim man nikhe kineged aposo, o yishaloi kinegdei, no agu anoshim nitel tziponeyem bishastros. So the mele, that means that they do not, they only have to cut off the nails so that the nails will not protrude beyond the flesh of the finger. Because the whole reason as to why this chumle was adopted is because sometimes it's not easy to determine whether it's kineged aboso or it's not kineged aboso. So mimele, so this chumle was adopted. Tziperen amduldelas. Sometimes part of the nail is already torn, detached, but it still hangs on. It's not completely detached. So that's a tziperen amduldelas. So then it depends. Shepir shomiuto chitzesis. Pir shomiuto chitzesis. There is a very long besiyosef. But I mean, the tamsis, and he has several pshotim, but the main pshat in the besiyosef, in this tour, is that when the tour says, tzipirin hamduldeles, shepir shomiuto chitzesis, pir shomiuto eino chitzesis, pir shomiuto eino chitzesis, so he means that if it's a parent, is pierce of mute, and the major portion of it's a parent is still attached, the major portion of it's a parent. And then there is, let's say, some filth, and that's a parent, so it is a chitze. Mashenkin, if the major portion of it's a parent is already detached, but it still hangs on. So even if there is filth, an obstruction, and the tzipeiren, so it's not a tzitze. Why? Because since it is mostly removed, it just hangs on, and it's immediately cut in, and it's mostly removed, so the mele the tzipeiren that hangs on to the finger, so is not considered as part and parcel of the group. So mainly the fact that he has filth, say, or potting, and that part of its pain doesn't matter, because chitze is only shayach on the group, if there is an obstruction on the group. Now this is considered al-pedin as completely removed from the group, even though it hangs up. So even if there is an obstruction on that tzipeiren, it's not chitzitz. But if it's pure shomiuto, so then we don't consider the whole tzipeiren removed. If it's pure shomubo, so then we consider al-pedin as if the whole tzipeiren is removed. So maybe why do I care that there is film? There is seyo potzik on that tzipeiren. It's removed from the group. Masha'inkin, if it's pure shomiuto, so then it's considered part and parcel of the goof. So if there is any obstruction on the tzipeiren, so it's a chitze. Now, eino uboso hamdudoli, so chitzitzi. Because if an eiver is partly detached from the guf, but it's still a hizam. So the melee is still considered as part of the guf. So if there is any obstruction on the teiver, if there is any obstruction on the teiver, so the melee is chitzit.
Didn't we learn a rash, something to the effect that wasn't the chitzit?
This is the Bisyosis Pshat. This is the Bisyosis Pshat in the tour. But according to Bisyosis Pshat in the tour, suppose there is no obstruction on the Tzipere, even though it's only Pirsha Miyuton. So then there is no Chit. But Rebot Chayafe, the Revush, here's another Pshat. Here's another Pshat in the tour. He says, that Tzipere, I mean the Prishe, mentions the Pshat of Rebot Chayafe, the Revush. So he says that the tour does not have reference to a case where there is an obstruction on the Tzipere itself. No, there is. The Tzipere is totally clean, 100%. There is no filth, no tzein, no potzik on the Tzipere. It's totally clean. But if the Tzipere is pure som yuton, so the mele, if it's pure som yuton, we can demonstrate it with a piece of paper. Let's say, suppose this, if I started to detach, is the Tzipere. So only a miut is detached. So the mele, if it's pure som yuton, so there is a relatively narrow opening here. So the mele, water cannot penetrate into this opening. But if it is pure shorubo, but it just hangs out, so then there is a relatively wide space, open space. So the mele, water can readily penetrate. So in other words, according to the Rush Pshat in the tool, even without an obstruction of Potzeik or Tzeye and the Tzipere, it's still Echtzitze. It's Echtzitze because there is an open space, and since it's only Pirsha Miyuto, so the open space is very, very narrow. So water cannot penetrate, but if it's Pirsha Rubo, so then the open space is relatively wide, and water can readily penetrate. So there is no chitze. Mashenkin gabi im ruboso. So im ruboso, water is never able to penetrate in that opening that is in the Abraham Dodo. So the mele chitze. So all right, now reivasar shel miksha. Nimo levado, chitzit. That's the Gemara in Daf Samach Zayin. Omar Rabbe, right after this Gemara of Hoyisho Litino Adoroso. So Omar Rabbe Mavaravune, Nimo achas kshuro chitzetzes, Sholei shene chitzitzin, Shtayim liyidea, Virabichen Omar Onu eimonu laachas. So that means the Shtayim is chitzit. This is the Gemara. So that's based upon the Metzias. So if you have Rivasar Shemiksha, Nimo Levado Chesit. Because if you have just each hair is tied by itself, so that is very tight, that forms a knot, a very tight knot, and water cannot enter into the openings of that knot, if you can call it an opening. It's a knot. So, Mashein came if you take two hairs, and so if it's Niksha, Shtayim, or Yisei, is in it. The way made that, because then it's relatively loose, so water can penetrate into that knot. Hashidim Vanzom in Vataboiz, Vakatloi, Shebo, Imein Rifui, Imein Unchetitin. In other words, if a ring is placed upon the finger in a loose way, it doesn't press upon the finger, so then water can penetrate beneath the finger, beneath the ring. So the melee, so it's no chitze, but if it's tightly placed on the finger, if the ring is tightly the ring or the bracelet is tightly placed on the head, so then water cannot penetrate beneath the bracelet or beneath the ring. V'im midokim chitz v'chein adin v'yaget shel amaket v'kaskosin shel gabei hashemet. Alright, then tzrich halacha shineo. Another thing. In other words, when a woman goes tefillah, so she has to clean out the teeth. Shel yishum dovo dovipo. She in tovo. In other words, I mean, she has to brush her teeth in order to remove any obstruction that might be between the teeth. Shin tov lo vinim tzo shin tov lo vineyem lo yon so lo tvile. Nos no sal bifi o iko tzo svi seo o iko tzo yodo biyen shon bula amayi lo yon so lo tvile. Now, that we discussed in the Mishnah. So amida tuk chot in the rash. That's Perichez, Mishneh Hei. So there it says, Kof to Yodo, Kof to Zviseo, Kiru Itoblo. So the Rash is to Lishenet. That's the first question. Then he says, Now, most Rishayim agree with the second version of the Rash. Most Rishayim. But according to the first version of the Rash, there is a big chumra. In other words, so Kotzos V'Seo means that if she kept the lips closed, so Memele, it's not a good feeling, because only be a smiling being. But the second version of the Rash is that Kotzos V'Seo means if she closed her lips like that. In other words, so even the upper portion of the lip, usually when a person maintains his natural position, so this part of the lip is exposed. So Mimele, if she's conscious herself and the lips is not seen, that's not a Bisa story. Because what is considered a Bisa story? Only that which is not seen in the normal position. But no person normally keeps the lips tight like this. So Mimele, it's a chitza. But if let's say she just closed the teeth, and Mimele, and even if she closed the lips but didn't close it all the way, the lips, so then it's no chitza. When, but there is aloche, according to the second portion, and according to the pshat of all the shame. But we say, holy bias mayim binon. Holy bias mayim binon means that if you have, let's say, between the teeth, you have a bone. So even if water will enter into the mouth, it will obstruct. So that bone will obstruct so that water will not be able to penetrate. So then it is a chitze. But suppose she keeps the mouth closed without the lips being closed, just the teeth closed. So mainly water cannot enter between the two sets. Obstruction on the gums here. So even if water will enter into the mouth, it will not be able to come in contact with the gums. So that's not holy bias mayim. But if you just keep your mouth closed, in Mimele water cannot enter, cannot reach cannot reach the gums, the inside gums. So that's not inconsistent with the halacha of Holy Biasmai. Holy Biasmai means that there shouldn't be an obstruction on the Beis HaStor. But if there is no obstruction on the Beis HaStor, and any water that comes into the mouth will come in contact with the gums, so then it's considered Holy Biasmai. Mashenkin according to the first version of the Rash, so in other words, so you have to keep the mouth a little open, so that there is a possibility that water might come in. Even though it turned out that water didn't come in, if you keep your mouth closed, so then there is no possibility that water will come in. But if you keep it a little open, so then it might come in, it might not come in. So then it's considered Holy Biasmai. But if you keep your mouth completely closed, according to the first Lashon Rash, so then there is no possibility that water should come in. So then it's Yechzitz. But most Rishonim agree with the Shite of the second Lashon of the Rash. And the two, it's also, the Rosh agrees with the Shite of the second Lashon of the Rash. So, and the two also, Nos Nosar Bivri, or he calls us himself,
Now we discussed the machloket between the Rambam and the Rashi. Now the Mechaber passes completely like the Rashi. He doesn't even mention the Shulchan Aruch, doesn't even mention the Shnei Rambam. Now the Rambam is machin and the Rashi is making. Because here in the Ches Mishnehei, the Mishnah says as follows. In other words, if I hold on to a kelim, and if I hold on to the kelim tightly, the kelim requires tefillah. So then the tefillah is not even tefillah. Why? Because at the place of contact, at the place of juncture, so water cannot come in if I hold on to the kelim tightly. So that everybody agrees with that. And the same thing is true of a person holding on to another person who goes to it. Let's say if a woman goes to it, and then the attending woman holds on to her, holds on to the tivelis tight by her hand. So mainly the point of juncture where the two hands are in contact with each other, water cannot penetrate, so it's not a good feeling. But let's say that the woman who holds on to the tivelis, first she dips her hand in water, and then on her hand there is the tefiach moisture, and then she holds on with the tefiach latfiach moisture. She holds on to the tevelis and she goes into the mikveh with the tevelis. So then, because tefiach latfiach is chibur, so mainly it's considered that the true water, even if she holds on tightly to the woman, even if the attending woman holds on to the tevelis tightly, so mainly mikveh water cannot come in, cannot penetrate here at the point of juncture. But since they are both in the mikveh, so the water and the hand of the attending woman is moist with the tefiach latfiach water, so mainly that's considered that the droplets of water that is on her hand is mechuber to the mei mikveh. So mainly it's a good feeling. This is what Tanakhama says. Reb Shimon Eima Yerab. Reb Shimon says that all she can do, the attendant woman, let's say, if she wants to hold on to the tefillis, so she should just hold on loosely to her. So the male water will be able to come. Now, there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashi. According to the Rambam, Tanekamen is the machlokes, and Rav Shimon is the maker. In other words, the Tanekamen says that the only way it's all right if it's madiach to the mamai, if the attending woman dips her hand in the water, and then there is the peach latviach moisture on her hand, so then it's no chitzi. But to hold on loosely to the woman without dipping her hand is not good. Why? Because of exhale. Because if we are to allow holding on loosely, so sometimes the woman, the attendant woman, might pull down to the tefillah tightly. So because of that, the tefillah is not a good tefillah, according to the Tanakame, even if the attending woman holds on loosely. Because of exhale, according to the Tanakame. And Rav Shimon is not gezer. Now, obviously, if it's a machlik between Tanakame and Rav Shimon, so we pass like Tanakame. So according to the Rambam, so the only way to do it is by dipping her hand in the mikveh first. But by just holding down to the tefillis loosely, that's not enough, according to the Rambam. The Rashi is chilek of the Rambam, and he says it's the other way around. In other words, that Rav Shimon is the machmir. Rav Shimon is the machmir. And Tanakame is the maker. In other words, in regard to holding down loosely, everybody agrees that that's all right. We are not gays here. Rofu, otu, mehutek. We're not gays here. Everybody agrees. But the Tanakame is making, he says, not only is it all right to hold down loosely, but it's also all right to hold on tightly as long as the attending woman who holds on to the tefillis dips her hand in the water first. And whereas Rav Shimon is machmir, and he says, no, hadoch is not enough. The only thing that is all right is yirah, but not hadoch. Now, so these are the 2 days. Now the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rashi and like the Tanakame, that means we call it. So he says, "V'arambam also b'rof siyodo," because u'oto loy rof so, because the Rambam shite is Tanakame is machmires against Rav Shimon, we pass like Tanakame. V'arashbo matir v'yochem istan. V'nitzricho lag b'yoradlo b'shas filos. Avo pishe b'reses ala ritzpo. אין בי משום חציצה, כאילו שמולך לא חייץ, לא יסמאית, על גבי כלי, או ילכתי חסץ, ותגבר, שמותירו, בקושי שמה היא בזכרת, מפני שניסה כתחתר, שבקושי מה היא בלבורים, גם דה פייר, דה שמה היא תומלוב. So mainly because of that fear, she might not manage to make a good feeling. משמעת את התאו, ולהתפיד וליוף, ובזה אם בלייבד, עומדו וטוב לו, אוסו התפילה. In other words, since it's all said to be tabled that way because of the fear, but suppose she was the embarrass that way, and then she says, I'm sure that I will stay veil, every part of my body, I mean, that no hair, you know, protruded beyond the level of the mikveh, so then we rely on her. So, now, we arrive at Kosav Shimon Dolgabi Kliyei, Chelikabi Tume, Vitovlo, Loyolzolo, Tvile, Om Dolgabi Kliyeres, Chelikabi Tume, Oyolgabi Chaseit, Olzolo Tvile, Vadimio, Vilvorza, Lichilvase. Now that's based again upon the Gemara, Daf Samazai. daf samach vov amud beis. The fourth line from the end of Omar Rabbi, Isha l'tami val gabit l'cheres. A woman is not allowed to stand upon a l'cheres, an earthenware pot vessel, and vitivalis, that way. So Rav Kana l'meiba time emayim shem ziras mechatzos. So Rav Kana assumed that the reason is why Rome says Isha l'tami val gabit l'cheres vitivale, that's because of ziras mechatzos, because the bathhouses, the bathtubs were constructed in such a way that now they had bathtubs, and then there was a certain elevation, and from you had to stand on that elevation in order to get into the bathtub. So now it's, if we are to allow a woman to be tevei as she stands al gabi l'cheres, and that bears an analogy to the construction of the mechatzos, which was a mikveh psula. So memele, because of that, it's osea to be tevei that way. Because of exeil, because people might say that if it's all right to be tevei in the mikveh while the woman stands al gabi l'cheres, it's all right to be tevei in mechatzos also, because the machatzois were constructed that way. You know, were constructed that way. All right. This is what Rav Kana is saying. Ho al gabisil teshabno. If that is the reason, so it's only improper to be teveil al gabit lecheres, but to stand on the lag of wood. So that did not bear an analogy to the construction of the machatzois. That is all right. If the reason is why Rome said Isha mitam al gabit lecheres is because of ziras mechatzos, Omar le Rav Chonin v'nardoye, no. The Trobes din is not based upon gzeiro mishim mechatzos, but also time in mind mishim the boys sealed. So boys, because she is white. The reason is why Rome says that a woman is not allowed to stand on a lecheres and be tevil in the mikveh is because she is white. So the male, she might not be on guard to make a good feeling, a thought feeling. So that's the reason. So the male, the same thing would apply to a lag of wood too. Because if the person stands on a lag of wood, he is likely to be laboring under the fear that he might tumble over, might fall down. So the male is not allowed to be. So Sil Sanabi, he said, so to stand on a lack of wood and be tevil is all sorts. All sorts. Yeah. All right. Now, so the Raivet has a very strange idea. The Raivet says that why does Rove say Isha l'tami dal gabit l'cheres v'tit veil? Why doesn't Rove say Isha l'tami dal gabi kli v'tit veil? Why the cheres? Why the cheres? He should mention Omar Rove, Isha l'tami dal gabi kli, whether it's cheres or the mattress or the yates, who cares what kind of a keli it is? As long as she stands on a gabi keli, he should be taken. So he says, the Rebbe says, that vis-a-vis kli mattress or kli yates, that I'm a kabel to me. A klecheres is also a kabel to me. But a klecheres is only a kabel to me mitechei, but not a gabe. Now, when the woman stands in the mikveh, she stands on the gabe. She doesn't stand on the teich, can't stand on the chol. So the mayor, vis-a-vis. So the Rebbe says, the reason is why Rove says, Isha l'tami dal gabi l'cheres, he doesn't say, Isha l'tami dal gabi keile v'tivveyo. Because vis-a-vis kli matres or kli yates, so then it goes without saying that it's also to be tevil because of gzeiras mechatzos. Because why is a melchetz posel in tevil? Because a melchetz was a king. A melchetz was a king. A melchetz, those mechatzos were king. Those mechatzos were king. I mean, it wasn't mamish kogua bikamaki. And even if it was mechuber, so it was tolish mesefchibrei, so mainly it's again it's tolish. So the reason is why in the mechatzoyes bisman agmore the tefillah was possible, because they were kelim, and tefillah has to be mekalkin. Tefillah cannot be in the kelim. So mainly usually a kelim is in kabbutum. Usually the kelim is in kabbutum. Even though as far as tefillah mekelim is concerned, the psul of tefillah mekelim is concerned, it doesn't make any difference whether it is mikabutume or it's not mikabutume. So now, suppose it's a clay, suppose it's a clay, kleyadomo, that is not mikabutume at all, so it couldn't be table either, because there the aloha is that tefillah has to be mikalki. But usually, if a person is table in a kele, if he is, so it is a kele that is mikabutume. So Mele the Chachomim made this enacted this special zeire that one cannot stand on a kele that is mikabel tume and be taken. Let's say to put a klimatres or a kliates, let's say to put a wooden box, a cedar table mikdol in the mikveh, and to stand on it and be taken. Why? Because of Exeira Mishu Mechatzois. Since the usual Mechatzois consisted of Kelim the Tam Kabutume, so Mimele Klimatres, so Mimele the Chachomim enacted Exeira that a woman is not allowed to stand upon a Klimatres or a Kliates and be taken because of Exeira Mishu Mechatzois. So Rove did not have to tell us that he shall itamit al gabi kliyeitz or al gabi klimatres. That everybody knew that the tefillah is not a good tefillah because of Gzeirah Mishimachatzois. But Rove had to tell us a chiddush that im al gabi klicheres, that is not mikabel tume migabe, is only mikabel tume miteiche. So she cannot stand either. So Rav Kane thought that even in connection with the Klicheres, it's based upon Zeiras Mechatzois. So Rav Kane Minodoye said, no, that's not based upon Zeiras Mechatzois. When is it based upon Zeiras Mechatzois if she stands upon a keila that is Mikabel Tume, Mikabel? So then there is Zeiras Mechatzois. But if she stands upon a klicheres, it's not mikabel tume migabe, only miteichei, then there is no gzeiras mechatzois. So why does Rove say, Yisho tam gab klicheres? That's a lechatchila for a different reason, because she is frightened. So there is a passage, there is a chosha, maybe she will not be on guard. She will not be sufficiently on guard to make sure that she makes a good fit. Right, so this is the Raimchi. Shimondo al gabi kliyeitz, shemikabel tume mitobu riozo tefillah. Why? Because of Gzeira Mishimachatzois. So even the Eved, the tefillah is not a good tefillah. Omdo al gabi kliyeitz, shemikabel tume, it's only mikabel tume miteicho, not mikabe. So the Gzeira Mishimachatzois doesn't apply to kliyeitz. But oy al gabi kliyeitz, lag of butter, lag of wood, also a tefillah, because the Gzeira Mishimachatzois doesn't apply. But lechatchilei it's osea, because of Mibesei, she is frightened. But the Eved, if she was tevelest, and she says, I am sure that I made a good tefillah, even though I was frightened, I still was on guard to make a good tefillah, so then it's a good tefillah. According to the Rosh and most Rishonim, they are chilek on the Raivet, and they say that there is no gzeirah mishimachatzois by any kele, and the only iser is because of mibese. So mibese, since it's only because of mibese, so there the tefillah is a good tefillah. Now the next thing, v'sil inam chuba mikak kois hamikre shamayi meimrim bei kos ladin yovi orozal v'tshuve shalachat chilei umedes or veiti veles, because and so. So is the Rosh Lishitosi. He doesn't agree with the Raivet. Because Silenam Chuba Mikakoi, so it means It's tonush lezefchibrei. So tonush lezefchibrei is avitonush. So you couldn't make a tefillah in that tefillah itself, because it's a tefillah became. But since the rosh is really kam neshit as a raiva, so even by the matres that is become tumeh, the only iser is based upon mimeseh. So when is it mimeseh if it's not attached to the karke? But if the tefillah is attached to the karke, she's not afraid. So mainly even chatchile, she can stand on that tefillah and be tevil to me. That's a gemara. Over there, that the also at the end of Daf Samach Vov, and it continues into Daf Samach Zayin. In Yidin. So a woman is not allowed to be teveil in a pond, in a shore. So there is a machlekes. That's a gemara. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and Rabbi Tam, why she is not allowed to be tevil in the pot. So Pirush Rashi, mipnei shemal etit v'chitzit v'ragler u'vizeh afilu b'di'evet lo yosu lo tefile. Because of chitzit. So according to Rashi, so since it's because of chitzit, so even the evet is not in the tefile. And of course, according to Rashi's pshat, so it all depends what kind of import it is. If it's import that is not so muddy, and it doesn't when you go down into the water, you don't sink in mud. So then you can be able to do chatrina. But who in here? Most rishonim agree with the pshat of Hamnatan. But actually it's not enough in the dinay, because it depends upon the mitzvahs, upon the situation. If the shore happens to be so muddy that when you descend into it, into the water, you start sinking into mud, so then everybody will agree that it's not a good feeling. So there really isn't enough in the dinay. So she's afraid, lest people will see her. So the male, she is rushing it. So she might not be on guard to make a good feeling. Now, let's say, sometimes a situation arises where there is no mikveh available, and the only mikveh that is available, let's say, is in the summertime, or let's say in Florida, is to be teveil in the ocean. Now, the shore, the beach, according to Rashi, so there you don't sink in mud when you are teveil in the beach. So, now, according to Rabbi Tam's pshat, so the chatchile, it's also to be teveil at the beach, because of the same reason, because she is beishon b'neyodo. But unfortunately, I mean, people are teveil. I mean, they even go mixed bathing. So if she's developed in a bathing suit and the bathing suit is loose, not tight on her, so then it's a good tefillah. Develops isha b'kodeo. So mele, and if she's not afraid lest people see her, so then we can be matir to go tefillah. But if, let's say, machmatznias, she feels inhibited in bathing at the beach, even in a bathing suit, so then it's also a chatchila. So it's also a chatchila. But without the bathing suit, so then it's certainly also a chatchila. Apart from tznias, because of mimes, because she is frightened. Also so then if there is a fence that prevents people from seeing her, so then even chatchila she can be teveles in the pond.
Viloitidvil became a skufal. She would not be tibelis. Became a skufal with the in an erect position. Mipnei sheyesh mikemei shemistatrim bo. Viloitisre harbe achi yidbiku sisoreo zebaze. Elo sheyem sheyem yat. Sheikha Ma'at Achiyu Sisri Bisayao Bonirin Kideres. Now that's the memory of Samar Zayin in Midi. In other words, that when she's developed, she has to assume the natural position so that everything that is in Misa's story, that is not visible, in the natural position will not be visible. And anything that is in the natural position visible will be visible. Will be there. So that's this halacha. Now, whether the halacha is like this halacha or not, so that's only the machlokes between Rashi and the Rach. But the Beis Yosef points out, even according to the Rach, less hilchas hamesh maitze, that only means that the eved is not miakiv. If it's otzmo in a beise or posmo in a beise, but the chatchila, everybody agrees that even the bayo. She's not allowed to be otzmo in obeisia or to be posmo in obeisia. So that's why he mentions that litischa harbe achiyu bezazel bezeh al sheikha ma'at achiyu sisra bezeh al nirin ki derech shenirin bisho sheireches v'yiyeh tachas nadeo nireh ki derech shenireh is bisho shenirko ezno. In other words, she has to assume the natural position of the woman. V'yiyeh tachas misashech nireh ki derech shenireh is bisho shenisekes bezeisi. Because that is not the natural position. And even though, if she doesn't spread out her feet when she's developed, so water might not come in between her feet, it doesn't matter. Because that's, as long as she assumed the natural position, so if water doesn't come in that place between her feet, that's a bizarre story. As long as there is no obstruction between her feet, so then it's over. We can go back be as we sell you sometime. Hello, Kidera Shir Gil Asis Basiluch. When it's Riho Mifteach Pio. Will it take me to see sometime? In other words, the tool is not Heshish for the first portion of the Rash. Will it take me to see sometime? Hello, Tasix was sell you Zoom Zoom. Dibuk Bain. Will it taxi in LBAC? So, in other words, what do you mean, Yesh Matirim Bezeh? That's the sheet, the Gyose of the Rach. That lesson has Kohana Shmaitze. But, the Beis Yosef points out that if the Yesh Matirim, so it means that in case she was developed and she closed the eyes very tightly, so then she doesn't have to go through again. But even according to the Rach, Lechatchile, it's not a proper thing to show the eyes tightly. Because everybody agrees that Lechatchile, even the Bible, so she has to assume the natural position. So what does it mean? That means even the Eved is not Lechatchile. Suppose a woman closed her eyes, shut her eyes very tightly, and then she should be taken again. Because Radini over Rosa, Vitami do Ishoal Gabo Bisho she develops. So there has to be an attendant woman to make sure that every hair is immersed in the mikveh. Otherwise, because the hair have a tendency to be raised. So when she's developing, there is no one watching. So it's possible that the hair will not immerse in the water. So then the tree is no tree. I mean, the eyes of the tree is no tree. Vitami disho agav misho shitveles shetire shol misho yom misari shol tzofot neyamal ve'arayvet kosa in kol chosarish bidoro shenechitzitz b'chutisa v'tov lo beino ben atzmo also lo tvile. So we see from the Rosh Hashanah that even if she ties
If she ties it loosely, of course she cannot tie the hair tightly with a ribbon, because then it will be a chitze at the place of the kesher of the ribbon. But if she ties it, very loosely, so then there is no chitze. So the eved, if she was stay valis without an attending woman watching, so it's a good feeling. So it's mashma d'l'chatchila, it's not a proper thing. But it's also mashma that if she didn't tie it, so and the hair is raised, so then even the eved, without an attending woman, the tefillah is not a good thing. Alright. I just want to go over the first few scenes. Go over till Sivov, inclusive. All right, Simi Kutzai Ches. Tzchi Choshetit Mel Kogubo Bipam Ahas. Vifi Choch Tzomir Shal Yoleo Shin Dobro Achetis. Vafilu Kosh. Vimdera Biodom Nipom Lahak Bidolo Fentis. Afilu Nimeno Makkele Solo Vap. O Yafilu Nimeno Makkele Solo Freyo. Kim Shederach Biodom Lahak Bidolo Fentis. Vimu Chifere Vakuf Afilu Nimeno Biodom Lahak Bidolo Fentis. Now wait, that's the Gemara, Daf Samar Zayin. That literally say, so what is it to say if it's Rubei Hamakri? But if it's Rubei Shein Makri Dolov, so literally say it's not a tzitze. If it's a Liut, even though it's Makri Dolov, literally say it's not a tzitze. But with Rabbon, either one is a tzitze. Miut Hamakri, or Rov, even if not. And then there is a machleket between the Rambam and the Raimit, or the Rambam and the Geni, in regard to the status of Seyo. So, according to the Rambam, Seyo is part and is treated like part and parcel of the group. So, suppose there is a chitze, and the major portion of the hair. There's a chitze and the major portion of the hair. And let's say she has the hair, she has pigtails in the hair, and the major portion of the hair consists of pigtails, and that's mihudek. So the male water cannot penetrate. It cannot penetrate, and she's not makpenes. On the contrary, she wants it that way. So according to the Rambam, it's not echtit. Because it constitutes a major portion of the hair, but it doesn't constitute a major portion of the whole group. According to the Raibet and the Shilis Hageni, so the hair is considered as an entity by itself. So Mele, if there is an obstruction on the major portion of the hair, even though she's not Makpedes, so Mele it's a chitze. In spite of the fact that it's only a mute relative to the whole. Alright. Now, and then the Mechaber here in this Eve incorporates, he expresses, both halachas, the shite of the Rashbo and the shite of the Rambam. The Rambam mentions the halacha of the individual standard, that if the particular table or the valas is makbid, even though most people are not makbid. The Rashbo expresses the halacha that if most people are makbid, most people in that group are makbid, even if the particular table is insensitive, so it is a chitze. So the Mechaba passes both dinim, lechom. But if it's a new chain of makbid, then it's not a chitze. So the Rambam says, it's a goy shalibuhe. ולכתחילה לא יטיב מילה אפילו בדבורים של החציצים, גזירו אותו דבור מחיץ. את זה יהיה הלוח, אם גמור יצלת נשא. That לכתחילה, so it should not be tailed even in something that is not a chציצה. In other words, there shouldn't be an obstruction in a מיעוט, even if she's not like this. Where did the Rambo get that thing? So the Gros mentions a tailsmas in Bobakamed Achbilis. I looked at the tesis, I can't understand, I mean the shaykhs of that tesis to this halacha. I can't understand. Anyway, there are more mentions that lechatchile there shouldn't be any obstruction whatsoever. Even on a mute, that and this not mute. But of course, I mean, the Hashem points out if it's a hardship situation, so then we can be makel and dispense with this lechatchile. Or im la'advorim shechitzi chutitzemer vechutipishton loritzuis. That we learned in the mission. We say in other words, if she has a necklace, so that's not a tzitzit. Why? Because no woman will place a necklace tightly on her neck, because then she'll choke with it. She'll be very uncomfortable. So she'll be very uncomfortable. But if it is a kind of a ribbon she puts on the neck, and it's made of material, so she wouldn't be uncomfortable with that, even if she ties it tightly, so then it is a chitzit. So, mitni shechenekes atzma b'chizek, kedi sheyiye psoro b'ilet, v'tire b'alaz bosot, u'miteich she'otzu ha'loko u'chobo, eina mazikos. In other words, it's a question of mitzias. In other words, if it is placed tightly, so then it is a chitzit. In the form of a net. So then, water goes through the holes, through the perforations. So then, if it is perforated, in other words, if a woman will put a net on her hair, and of course, lechatchile, it's not a proper thing, because lechatchile, everything is improper, even if it's not exactly. But the event, if a woman will put a net on her hair, and will beat the valis, and in it, so it's not a tzitzit. Once we had here in Chicago a certain woman, a very capricious woman, who said that she does not want any woman to attend to her children. She will not observe Taras HaMishpoch. So we argued with her, but if another woman, she is very sensitive and she doesn't want any woman to attend to her tefillah. So if anyone will watch her, she will not go to it. And that was presented a difficult problem. So the solution was that she should put a net with many holes on her hair. So that will be a guarantee that no hair was raised and was above the level of the mikvah. So that's the halacha. Chuti sar im chetzi, v'mhoyu muzobe is chetzi. So in other words, that's the shite of, we discussed it in the tour, that's the shite of the rabbis of Rashi. Now, so, the way most Rishonim understand the shita of the rabbis of Rashi, that where she is makpedes, so even if water can penetrate, it's still a chitzit rabbi. But the Bais Yosef gives another pshat, that it's not that the rabbis of Rashi hold that where she is makpedes, even if water penetrates, so it's a chitzit. Why should it be a chitzit if water passes? But, because if it is, in other words, so because see, when it is moistened by water, then many times it sticks to the goof. And since it, but if it's not muzobei, so even though it sticks and it prevents the penetration of water, so it's still no chitze, because not makpid. But if it's muzobei, so it's makpid. And on account of the possibility that as a result of becoming moistened, it will stick to the goof, so the melee, So Mele, it is echtit. This is how it was Yosef explains. The Prishe gives another pshat in the Rabbis of Rashi. Because since she's so makpedes that it shouldn't become soiled, the golden ribbon, so we are afraid that she will not be on guard. It's like the Tvila binom. She might not be on guard to make sure that she makes a good feeling. So, I mean, why did Rabbi Yosef explain the Rabbis of Rashi that way and the Prishe? Because they considered that cheating that is attributed to the Rabbis of Rashi, that where there is expanding. So even if water goes through, so it's still considered the chitze, they considered that as a very difficult cheating. That's why they resorted to other explanations. But the Rishonim understood the Rabbis of Rashi simply, that according to Rabbi Yisrael of Rashi, if she is makpedes, then it's yichzitze even if it doesn't prevent water from passing, from penetrating. All right. Shtei tzayin esu yisrael shen yushun keechot, kesherechu min chetzitze. Because it's not so tight, it's not a real lock. But when chilut, when kosha bin tzayin esu shtei tzayin esu, she kosha bin tzayin esu, not. Visayin vacha shen yikshimo chetzitzez. Vihu shetehei makpedes oleo, avu min makpedes oleo, also a tvile, achihei rif sar, saro, kosho, nima bifni atzmo. So then, imeinu makpedes, so then in miut is not chetzeitz, so then the tvile, the eved is a good tvile. He formulates the mechaber in terms of the eved, because mechatrile, so we have to avoid any obstruction. I mean, any obstruction whatsoever, even though al pidin it's not chetzis. All right, so he says, the Eved, so it's also a tefillah, if she's in the Makbedes. Unless Rob of the Seyar was tied singly. Now, so then, even though she's not Makbedes, so it's a chetzis in the Eved. According to whom is it true? That's true according to the Shemesagini. But according to the Rambam, so even if the rape of the Tsar is kosher nimo of the atzmo, so the Eved it would be a good feeling. But that doesn't mean that the Mechaba passes b'teras vadai like the Shin Zagenim. But b'teras zofik, he is cheshish for the Shin Zagenim. But according to the Rambam, even if it's rape Tsar or kosher nimo of the atzme, the feeling is still a good feeling. The Eved. Say Yosher Eved Alei, ושמזוקי נעמידווק זה בזה מחמזי חייצת שברי מי שתעשה אחרים חייצת ושברי סימוקי מי שנחייצי מי שאומצוו חייצת קודם אקבי ובפנו יואי נחייצת Now, there are more mentions in Dean from the Mordech ואיצון שיש להם כמין קלירי סארס דבוקי זו בזו ונאסס בלילו Lilo, that took your soils in Ramon. Al Yedeshet, Visakone lo Asiro, lo Yechaitz. Now what does it mean, Al Yedeshet? Now this is a certain sickness, it's a certain disease, that it's a certain disease, and because of that disease, so the hair become entangled and intertwined one in another. I mean, this happens, and this is caused by a certain germ, like any other disease. Now, the Mordechai uses the Lashon al-Dishet. Now, according to the Rambam, so whenever, now, you find that the Gros says that he criticizes the Rambam for not believing in shaving, but it doesn't mean that the Rambam did not believe in any Maim Chazal, Chas V'Sholem. But the Rambam had his own interpretation of Shevim, Mazikim, Ruches. Now the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnah Neiret, Mishu Yitzir Yisei, Listim Ruacho. So the Rambam explains, what does it mean, Ruacho, Shevim, Mazikim? Any Mazik that is invisible is called Shev, is called Ruacho, just like a wind. Can you see the wind? You feel the wind, the impact. And the force of the wind, but you can see the wind. So any destructive force that is invisible is called Chedim, Mazikim, Ruches. Now, the Rambam mentions every aloha that is based upon the mitzias of Chedim. He mentions it, but he explains it in his own way. Now, for example, the Gemara says, Hasroi Shomru, Afilu Mipio, Afilu Mipi, 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 Ebed, Shifro, Akum, Kotten, Vafilu Mipishet. Vafilu Mipishet. So the Rambam mentions, I mean, everybody says the Rambam didn't believe in Shaykh. So what does it mean the Rambam didn't believe in Shaykh? So it's not that the Rambam had any doubts as to anything that is mentioned in the Gemara. But he has his own explanation of Shaykh. Now, according to the Rambam, Shaykh means any mazik, any destructive force that is invisible. Now, the Gemara in Brocha says that the Ashedim and Mazikim, thousands and millions, on the right side and on the left side. That's the Gemara in Brocha. What does it mean? Obviously, it has reference to the germs, because they are in the air. You have thousands and thousands of germs on the right side and on the left side. So, yeah, Ished, according to the Rambam, is an invisible mazik. So, sometimes the invisible mazik might be a phantom. For example, the Miri agreed with the Rambam. I mean, that there is no such supernatural being, you know, Shedim. And so what is Shedim? Shedim is an invisible destructive force. So sometimes it might have reference to germs. Sometimes it has reference, when the Gemara uses the Loshen Shed, it has reference to a phantom. That's what the Sefer HaMikra, Rabbi Yisrael Alba says. That Rabbi Yisrael Alba says that many times when the Chachomim talk about Shedim, they mean imaginary beings. No, every person, one does not have to be mentally sick in order to have illusions. Every normal person sometimes can imagine something, can imagine a phantom, especially when you walk in the dark. So sometimes it might appear to you that a certain person is coming towards you. That happens to every normal person. That's a phantom. So the Miri explains the Gemara in Gilead. The Miri explains the Gemara in Megillah, also the Odom Litin Sholem Balayo, Chayshinon Shem Shem, Vinimtso Masker Shem Shomayim Al Shem. So what does it mean? So the Miri explains it, because if you go in the dark of Balayo, they didn't have any lights, so in the melee it's very dark, so it's very likely to imagine a phantom. So the Mele enjoyed Mishmoy Shalakadosh Baruch Hu, but it is mutar to use, to mention Mishmoy Shalakadosh Baruch Hu in order to greet a person. That's the Gemara in Machis. Otherwise, it should be also allowed to say Shalom to a person, because it's Mishmoy Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. But Balayim, you're not allowed.